So I have some knowledge for man. There's a manual, and he's an archangel, and this is a spiritual master. He's the one who's trying to get out of his son.
I understand a little, but I cannot speak easily. I was pronouncing in
India. This is technical subject.
Oh,
translation. Or Bhagavad Gita, there is yoga practice. How we approve this yoga practice, there is no doubt. And in the Vedic literature, it is said, Jnanavasthita Jagatena Manasa Prasanti Yam Yogina. Yogi, they also sees the absolute truth by meditation within the mind. So this process is a full process. And there are divisions, Sagarbha Yogi, Nigarbha Yogi. So, what is your special subject matter, Yogi?
I try to make a yoga with understanding from Occident. I saw that Occidental people is more intellectual, and I don't understand very easily the karma yoga. There are dynamics, and I don't understand that we must work without goal, without intention, without personal intention. And I try to show through the practice of Hatha Yoga that posture and pranayama and concentration, I try to
begin abdomen.
The kind of meditation I learned in India with Swami Satyananda. It's a few different techniques.
One is
Ajapada.
Manipura. Then the intestine, then it comes to the heart, and then ultimately to the Brahmarandra. This practice.
Yes, it's a practice of Kundalini Yoga, but very temporary, moderate. It's not a Kundalini Yoga with strong pranayama. It's more a question of conscious of awareness of breathing. And for example,
breathing.
For example, breathing, we start in
prana.
And you must have the conscious of your breathing from Muladhara to Ajna, and Ajna through the vertebral column to Muladhara. This is one example. And it's in general a technique of concentration. For example,
Dhyana avasthita. Dhyana means meditation.
Yes.
And situation, avasthita. Dhyana avasthita. Tadgatena manasa by mind. Prasanti Jan Yogi. So these processes are approved. But they are more or less on the bodily concept of life.
Is according to
as the Kunis, they are the bodily concept of life, they are watching, they are nice, trying to improve the material condition of life, not only in this life, but also in the next life. They are performing different ritualistic ceremonies for being promoted to the heavenly planet, like that. So they are all kunis, either in this world or in the next world, they are called kunis. So kuni means they want comfort of this world. And the yogis, they are also on the concept of this body. They are identifying this body as designated Brahma. Upadhi Brahma. Brahma is designation. But their central point is this body. This bodily concept of life, so long it continues, in the form of karma yogi or jnana yogi, it can give him relief from the cycle of birth and death and merge into the Brahma Ibhajas. Brahma Sadhujya Mukti, this is called technical. The Jnani is also. But that is not final. There is still father. Even there is Brahma Sarukha Mukti, Brahma Sarukha Mukti, Brahma Sasti Mukti. So generally the yogis and the jnanis, they aim at Brahma Sarvajya Mukti, to march into the Brahma Ipadhi. But that is not final. Final is Bhakti Yoga. After advancing, if the yogi gets the chance of associating with your devotee and he engages himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, that is final purpose.
I think so. That this is the ultimate. It's very, very far for European people, I think. It's like in the yoga of Patanjali, it's the eight parts.
Ashtanga
yoga. The last part of the evolution. I think first we must, through the body, find the balance. With the balance of our body, we can go after the balance of our ego or psychism. And after this, perhaps we are able to sacrifice all to the Lord.
Sacrifice for whom?
Yes. Without intention.
The Lord is
without personal intention.
I see. sense. It's happy pants. Intention means personal intention. Otherwise, intention to satisfy the law, that is the plan. That is bhakti.
And
we are not intention less, but purified intention.
And what is your practice technically, yes. I think?
Technically, it begins with hearing. Savaram, to hear about God, just like Bhagavad Gita, we hear from God, personal.
But through lecture, through sound?
Yes, through sound vibration.
And repeat and...
Sadhakanarati, Vedanta the history. By hearing the sound, one becomes immortal. So,
it's like japa yoga, for example?
That is later. But beginning, we have simply to give submissive oral reception. That is the first beginning. Sāne sthita sthiti vatāṁ sanumāṁ bhakti. Our process is jñāne prayāsam udopās. I know something, or I can know the Supreme by my knowledge. I have something, and very important. Our process is to forget this first. This is our humbleness, service. Generally, the Jnanis, Yogis, they are thinking that they can do something by their own endeavor. Our process is different, that I am limited. My endeavor is limited, my knowledge is limited, so I cannot realize the unlimited by the limited resources. This is our first submission. Jnani prayasam upasana. That I am unlimited, I am not unlimited, that's a fact. So how can I know the unlimited? By my limited activities. This is our first time, submission. Discussed in the Vedic literature, it is stated that Mahavishnu, the plenary expansion of Govinda, from his breathing, innumerable are coming. And then, the Sreita Nishtasita Kāra Matāra Lamba, Jīvanti Loma Vilaja Jagadandana Tha. So, we cannot conceive of this universe. An invariable universe is a coming and going during the breathing period of Mahavishnu. And that Mahavishnu is the plenary expansion of both. So this is the position of Govinda. So, therefore, our process is not to try by our limited endeavor to understand the unity. This is our first thought. Better be submissive and hear from the Lord or from the dignitary of the Lord about him. Yani kriyasam upasana namanta eva phal. Yani kriyasam upasana sarva paritana bhavadi yuvata dhāne sthita sthiti vatam tanumān vatungi ji prāyasa adhita jitat pasi sthai sthilatta. This is Chaitanya Mahāprabhu first admission that this way one can find out this verse.
Jnana Kriyasam Upasana.
Krishna book will find out when Brahma is offering prayers to Krishna. Brahma is offered, that is the first part.
It was the 14th paragraph. That's the 14th paragraph. What Brahma admitted that his birth was from the lotus flower was blossomed from the navel of Narayana. Here it says 10:14:3, the third paragraph of this chapter. Jnani Kriyasam Sanesitakshukitam, Panduvana Manogir, Jay Prayaso, Jitakshito, Piasau, Taitu Lokyam.
As you go, this is what this is Taitu Lokyam. Well, we have explained in him. What do we want to do that?
This is Madhulila, 8th chapter.
Yoga?
Not here. And the best process of understanding you is just to initially give up the speculative process and try to hear about you either from yourself, as you have given statements in the Bhagavad Gita and many other similar Vedic literatures, or from a realized devotee who has taken shelter at your lotus feet. One has to hear from a devotee without speculation. One does not even need to change his worldly position. Simply, he has to hear your message. Although you are not understandable by the material senses, simply by hearing about you, one can gradually conquer the nations of misunderstanding. By your grace only, you become revealed to the devotee. You are unconquerable by any other means. Speculative knowledge without any trace of devotional service is simply useless waste of time in search for you. Devotional service is so important that even a little attempt can raise one to the highest professional platform. One should not, therefore, neglect the auspicious causes of devotional service and take to the speculative method. By the speculative method, one may gain partial knowledge of your cosmic manifestation, but it is not possible to understand you, the origin of everything. The attempt of persons who are interested only in speculative knowledge is simply wasted labor, like the labor of a person who attempts to gain something by beating the empty husk of rice paddy. A little quantity of paddy can be husked by the grinding wheel, and one can gain some grains of rice, but if the skin, the paddy, is already beaten by the grinding wheel, there is no further gain in beating the husk. It is simply useless labor.
Bhakti is true. Does that very much appreciate speculation? They, Karana, they try to get knowledge directly from Supreme Lord, as Bhagavad Gita being spoken by the Supreme Lord. All statements of the pure, highly educated devotee. That's right. Brahma is speaking. Ishwara. Hearing. The main purpose is hearing. Hearing from the right source. That is. Especially in the Western world, instead of hearing from the right source, they want to speculate about the Absolute. We have got about 20 books like this, but they are not speculation. They are simply by hearing. I am writing what I have heard, not that I am speculating. Mostly the philosophers, the writers, they speculate. They write their own opinion. But our process is not that. We don't speculate. We present the statements of God and His words. There is the whole book. Anywhere you won't find, I think, in my opinion, perhaps it should be like this. So, but don't do that. As soon as there is perhaps, maybe, that is not perfect. There is speculation. In fact, in the Padma Purana, there is the statement of different species of life. Jalajanavalakhani. Statement that there are 900,000 species of life in the water. It is not written like this, perhaps it may be, no. Neither says 1 million, 800 tons, no, 900 tons, as we think. Now, how do they get this knowledge? It's exactly, see, go down all the times, power out of them. Now, in another place, the magnitude of the soul in this plane, is Ardhusadhuharasa and in Punishad also, it is stated that 10,000 part of the top of the hair point is the magnitude of the soul. Our knowledge is accepted in that way, Vedic knowledge. Whatever is stated in the Vedas, that is taken as absolute truth and accepted. And then fact, if you go to the same point, by experimental truth, you come to the same conclusion. So, we think that by experimental knowledge, why should we waste our time? Because take the truth which is already stated in the Vedic literature and build up your further privileges on that basic truth. It's like a small fragment of spirit, 1/10,000 portion of the top of the air is there within you, within me. And that is rotating through the air, pan upon pan, like that, the body. The yogic process is to capture it. But that is a fact that the spirit soul is there within this body. It is a fact. So either you try to understand or capture it by the yogic process, or you know it. There is this soul within the body. Is the topmost yogi. Yogi nāma ki sarvesham madhrava antarāpana sadhyāvān dhriti dhūmā samī jittutam yogi, first-class yogi. He is always thinking of Krishna. That's why I am talking thinking of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. As soon as I stop talking immediately, my Hare Krishna Guru, so remembrance is there. But don't appear Krishna. Thinking about Krishna, so naturally Krishna Samadhi. If one continues this attitude, all else to be absorbed in Krishna. And Krishna recommends, such person is the topmost to be. Yogi nama ki sarvesha madhvatam pranam. Sadhyavan bhajati yomam samiditvatam. It is confirmed that the greatest authority and if we practice, this practice can be done in the association of devotees. That is perfection of life. There are some conditions of self-control, no meat-eating, no fish, no eggs, no illicit sex life, no intoxication, in smoking, drinking tea, and no gambling, and chanting Hare Krishna mantra and thinking of Krishna. Very easy. And everyone can perform it without undergoing the bodily exercises, which is sometimes difficult for a common man. So one can adopt this bhakti yoga process and become perfect. And this is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Jangjam Bhavi Saram Bhavam Prajastan Sikadevan. If one becomes accustomed to this health, and at the time of death, he thinks of Krishna, then
Whatever state of being one remembers, when he quits this body, that state he will attain without fail.
So we are practicing this bhakti yoga and teaching others.
And when people are not prepared, for example, to be vegetarian when his mind is not prepared to his life, what are you doing?
Well, that is.
How can you educate people to become vegetarian?
Well, educating. Hundreds and thousands.
European people.
Huh?
Occident people, not...
They are all Occidental.
Yes, you, but the majority of people. Why do you...
Occidental means Eastern? Western? Yes. They are all Western. They are taken to you. They have given up all such habits. In the beginning, they were coming to me with their girlfriends, boyfriends. I said, no, you cannot stay. They agreed. I have got them married personally. They have got children. If you want to live as Grihastha, live. If you want to live as Vanaprastha or Sannyas. So generally, young men, young girls, I get them married. There is no harm. Married life, sex life, and the loss, and suffer. But not his success. If one remains sinful, he cannot make any progress at all. There is no problem. This is modal. That he remains sinful and at the same time makes spiritual progress. That is not possible. Otherwise, why there is distinction of sinful and pious life? It must be pious life. And the basic principle of pious life is this abhorrence, this whole sinful life. Illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and music. The sinful life. So one cannot make any progress in spiritual life who is habituated to act simply. That is not.
I am according that how to understand, how to make
you
understand.
You can understand.
From
the tradition says that if you eat these things, then you will not be cured. The physician should straightly speak to the patient. He should not do this, then he will be cured. If he does not agree, then he will not be cured. It is like that. If you remain sinful, then you cannot make any spiritual progress. That is going on. All the sannyasis, yogis and don't mind, I say. They keep them in the sinful life and talk very big words. That will not happen. Sinful life must be stopped. Then yoga practice will be successful. Yuktahara vihara sthet yoga bhavati siddhi. There is stated in Bhagavad. If you are yogi, if you want siddhi, then you must eat and sleep and accept things. Yuktam. Yuktam means as it is required. Not more than that, not less than that. That is yuktam. Don't say that it's starved. No, don't say. Give them eatables. You don't say there is no sex life. Sex life is there. But marriage. Simply for begetting children. Otherwise, no sex. Not for sex life. If these things work, in New York, there is a jury, I do not wish to name it, but in the paper it has published that you are having sex with your sister. Is it not?
Yes.
Yes, everyone knows. What is it? Anyway, from moral point of view, a disciple is just like daughter. And this man was having sex life with his disciple. And he is a yogi, you see. Even there, he has no moral sense, apart from spiritual knowledge. According to a human social constitution, one should not have sex life with daughter, with mother and sister. And what is it? If one has sex life with daughter, and what is it? Moral life.
I was always interested by Buddhism Zen. I think it's a way, very very strong, with a technique with a little different as yoga. For example, one practical way is les arts martiaux. Like Aikido, Judo, and Kendo. I think the approach is very, very interesting, but very difficult to understand.
What is that?
It's to go through death. I start from the from this sentence that people is afraid for that. And it's the first problem. How to transcend human life? How to transcend the moral? How to transcend that? And technically, the practice, the combat, fighting, two persons are fighting, master and disciple, to to make the problem very, very clear, and I fight with arms, sword, is to see what people is able to do in front of the death. Master is coming with a fan, and he makes like he will kill the disciple. And the disciple must learn to be calm in front of the death. It's so, we can say that a practice, a psychological practice, to...
No, why the master will kill the disciple?
No.
What is it?
Yes. He don't kill, but he makes like he will kill. But he don't kill. Of course not. But it's like a game, we can say. To learn, little by little, to be the master of our ego. And finally to go through the ego. And I think it's a way very interesting. But...
That is what I basically taught in Bhakti Yoga. The Saprasada, the Guru Prasada. It is said, if you can keep your master pleased, then God will be pleased. The Saprasada, the Guru Prasada. And if you make your master displeased, then you are no man. These are the teachings of Bhakti Yoga. But if the master is such a rascal that if he asks his disciple that he please me or such life, then what kind of master is? Sex life is so strong. And the school colleges, the teachers having sex class, and the students. Yogi prophet, Ashtanga Yoga, first is samyam, jam yam, asan pranam, pratyahar, samadhi guidance. This is again the principle of jam yam. I know. Several yogis, so-called yogis in New York, they are having sex life with female disciples. I do not wish to mend them, but I know them personally. So many. Here, in America, there are so many women, they are not husbands. So naturally, they want sex life with others. And there are many such persons take advantage of it. Take heed of it. Take heed. Read the 6th chapter, Yoga of the 5th portion, how to sit, how to look, how to behave.
The guy is not for people who is eating flesh and sleeping flesh.
So why is that facility? Actually, yogis used to go to the forest in Himalaya, not in the city, with so many people. Ekaki, this word is used.
Ekaki.
Ekaki means alone. Okay? One,
Kapita Chitatma, Nirashi, Aparigraha.
Nirashi means without any motive, not Aparigraha, without accepting anything from anyone else.
Shuchao Deshi,
in a very sanctified place. Therefore, Indian yogis go to Haridwar, Himalaya.
Sthiram asanam.
They must be sitta. Yogis will not leave that asana. Hirasana?
Yes. Nati Ushtritam. Nati.
Not very much raised, not very much lower.
Yes. Chayalajina.
Chayalajina Kushottaram. That's a kusha, a straw, and the deer skin. Chayalajina Kushottaram.
Tatraikagram Manaprita.
Ekagram. Meditation, concentrated, manaprutya.
Jata-chitindriya-kriya. Upavishasane-yunjad, yogam-atma-vishuntaye.
Yes. Upavishana, sitting on the asana, one should be purified. Then?
Shamam-kaya-shiro.
Yes, shamam-kaya-shiro. The kaya of the body, and the neck, and the head, and the stirrup. Then?
Harayam asalam stira.
Asalam, without any movement. Then?
Sampeshanasikagram sam.
And half eyes open, and seeing the point of the nose.
Jesus chanavalokaya.
not to look any other way, simply. He never grasps. He's going to do it. He's out here alone in a sanctified place, making the asan, being like that. Then, what?
Since the Prashantatma, he doesn't hear.
No fear. He's sitting in it, alone in the Himalaya, not afraid of anything. He got a beat. Then?
Brahmachari, the things.
Brahmachari, this is very good. No such life. Brahmachari, but. They're taking peace and they're in sex with the disciples. That's very interesting. Isn't it? Brahmachari, but it?
Lanakstam yamyan machchito.
Marathad yamyan machchitya. All is thinking of him. Vishnu Murti. Or Vishnu Murti. Then?
Yukta asita matpara.
Yukta asita matpara. All is thinking of him. Then?
Yunjanevam saratmanam. Yogi niyatamanatara.
In this way, one who practices yoga.
Shantim nirvana
samtama. Shanti.
That's
samstam adhidashriti. That's samstam. Then he is promoted to a Brahma impermanence. That means he surpasses the material existence. Then?
Nathyashmatas
yogasti. Nathyashmatas. It is not that he should not eat. Absolutely not. Eat very little. Then?
Nachai kantam anashkataha.
Not to eat more, not to eat less. Whatever is sustaining, you must eat.
Nachai fakna shilasya.
Neither deep, sleep as deeply, nor sleep less.
Jagato naiva sarja. Yuktahara viharasya.
Yuktahara viharasya.
Yukta Chetasya Karnasu, Yukta Svatnava Kodasya, Yoga Bhavati Dukkaha. Yidavina Tamachitam, Atmani Vivasitas Avatistate, Nishkarha, Sarvakane Yoguk Titi Uchitetida.
Then I'll be standing in the room.